Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
We are blessed to come back to you today with another day
Amen.
Of edification. You ready, Sister Amen?
Oh, I am.
We traveled today, and where did we travel? Did we travel through some beautiful country?
Yeah, once again, like yesterday, today was cold. Well, kind of cool.
Oh, it was really cold last night.
Yeah, and just crisp and clear, and the sun is shining, and beautiful green pastures.
And we're driving by rolling streams. We took the less traveled way and through some farm country.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just been beautiful. We spent the whole winter in Florida with 28 million people down there, and now we're traveling through a state that has a lot less people, and we're kind of enjoying the peace and solitude as we witness and work our way north.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Time and a season we were talking about.
Amen.
Yeah.
Time and a season. Uh-huh. And speaking of witnessing, let's talk about something that we had. Now, we did do an audio yesterday. We posted something else. Brother Akuo and I were sitting in a McDonald's. Sister Amen was there for a while. And there was a strange man talking to himself. Twitching, talking to himself. Didn't know what was going on. Saw him walk outside. He's twitching, talking to himself. And Sister Amen eventually went out in the van. It was just Brother Akuo and I sitting there. And the man ended up getting up in the middle of this little, it was a McDonald's. We go there, use their Wi-Fi and witness. And for 15 minutes, he's standing in the middle of the McDonald's, and he's making, like, gun-shooting motions, and he's making, like, knife-stabbing motions towards people and at people. I was surprised they didn't call the police on him. And I know Brother Cool was watching him, and I was watching him. And he eventually sat back down, and all of a sudden, he went outside. And I said, well, brother, it's time to go. We packed up. And as we were going outside, Brother Cool and I talked about it, and he said, could that be demonic? And I said, yeah, it could be. I said, chances are it is. And I said, he can be set free if he wants to. I said, follow my lead, brother. We'll talk to him. So when we walked outside, I walked up to the man and I said, how are you, sir? And he looked at me. He's like, I'm okay. And I said, can I offer you a gospel card? He took it. And I quickly explained the gospel to him. And I told him that Christ can set the captives free. Purposely said that to him. And that he can find freedom in Christ if he'd repent. And he looked at the card and he said, thank you. Thank you very much for that. And he turned around. I said, let us know if we can help you. And he turned around and he walked away. And that was kind of a lesson for both of us that we don't fear evil. Mm-mm. We don't know what he was going to do. Brother Koo said, man, he could have had a gun or a knife. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know what somebody like that's going to do. But we just walk in faith and in the spirit. And so that was one witnessing experience. Sister Amen, do you have one to share?
Yeah. I walked out of the marketplace and there was a man that looked like he was homeless. And we say that because often they have bikes with big bags of stuff on them.
Yep.
And he was sitting on the sidewalk leaning up against the building. And so was another man who looked maybe like a drifter or something. And I offered them both a gospel card. And one of them said, are you a Pentecostal? He couldn't pronounce it very good. I said, no, sir, I'm not. I said, we left all that behind. And for like a minute or two, I gave him a real quick, I went through the gospel and warned them about man-made religion and how they have to repent and be born again and seek after the kingdom of God and to let us know if they had any questions.
Our gospel card is great for that because it has the gospel and then reasons why they have to come out of church and a culture on the other side.
Yep. And then after I left, it was real brief, and I was walking back to the van to go do something. We had our gospel signs around there. I saw one of them stood up and he read all the signs on the van. He was like walking on one side. He was on the other side of the van.
And I didn't even tell you. He came into McDonald's and talked to us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he didn't want to talk about faith, but he just said, nice van. He said, I like your signs. I said, yeah, let me know if we could talk to you about the gospel. And he goes, nice to have. I said, that's our home. He goes, nice to have something like that. I said, yes, it is, sir. I said, can we help you with anything today? He said, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I said, you check out that gospel. My email's on there if we can help you. Okay, he said, thank you very much. And he turned around and he walked away.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I had another one. We were in a food store. We travel. We're in an area where they have Denton Bed food stores. We love those because we stock up.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man inside the food store that we saw a Mennonite lady. We thought he was a Mennonite. I witnessed him. Turns out he's not. He's a Baptist. But get this. I asked him. I said, oh, Baptist faith. And I shared the gospel with him briefly and said, man's got to come out of the culture and churchianity. And I said, who invented the Baptist faith? Me and Brother Koo were standing there. And this man, about my age, looks at us and says, nobody did. you don't catch me by surprise very often, but I looked at Brother Koo and he looked at me and I said, nobody did. I said, sir, that doesn't make any sense. He goes, well, yeah, I got to be getting going. And I said, man created it, sir. And he just kind of walked
nobody
away.
Did.
So he walked out and then I went outside waiting for Sister Amen and a man saw my cane and he goes, love your cane. because it's got Jesus, obey Jesus, repent on it. He got the gospel going outside the store, so that was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, you probably got another one you were going to say.
Yeah, and then the other one was we're driving away from that store, and there's a beggar on the corner. And I was able to pull right up to him. I was on the wrong side of the street, but it's in a parking lot.
Yeah, there was nobody coming.
We gave him a food packet with the gospel, and I shared truth with him. And he actually had a good question. He looked pretty disheveled, typical beggar, homeless guy, whatever. Sometimes they make themselves look disheveled to make more money. But anyway, I said, you know, Christ made the way for us, his shed blood. I said, you can repent. I said, you can escape the wrath of God. You can be made new. And he looked at me, and he goes, why does God have wrath towards me? And I said, sir, because you've sinned. And I said, I've sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And I said, wrath's coming without Christ. And he said, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And he took the food packet. And I said, my email's on there. Let me know I can help you. And he thanked me. And we drove off.
That's awesome. Yeah,
it was pretty awesome.
I had another one coming out of the grocery store earlier this morning. There was a man sitting on a curb, like in the middle of the parking lot, you know, like where all the cars are lined up. And I saw him sitting there, so I walked down that way, and I just said, excuse me, are you waiting for somebody? And he said, yeah. I said, oh, okay, I was just going to see if you needed some help. I said, but here, I'll give you some good news to read while you're sitting there.
Nice.
And he took it, he thanked me, and he sat there and read it until I saw another woman walk up.
And this is just all planting seeds, shining light, shining the gospel to help people. Our website's there, our email's there. We're doing everything we can to help people and glorify God.
Well, I have another one real quick. While I was in the food store and Brother Tupos went out earlier, there was a man in a wheelchair there, and he was right behind me, and he was talking about politics and the government and COVID, and he was going on and on and on and on and on. He's one of them that you can't really get a word in edgewise, which was fine because I was getting my stuff checked out. And the lady at the checkout was really, really, like, slow and kind. And so it was an interesting situation when they were all done. He was like complaining about the government. I gave him a gospel card and I said, well, that's all bad news, but here's some good news for you. And I gave her one too. And he took it, he put it in his basket and he said, thank you. I already got Jesus. He goes, he appeared to me and I think I'm good now. And I just let him be to get all checked out. We've had a lot of that.
We've had a rash of those. In fact, you just made me think of another one. Today, going in a gas station, saw a bumper sticker on a van that says, do you follow Jesus as close? I thought that was a pretty good bumper sticker. And he popped out of the van. I went to give him a gospel card. And this guy in front of everybody, he's like 35 years old, interesting character. He goes, oh, yeah, I love Jesus. He goes, I've been dead 3 times, was on the emergency table. He rips his T-shirt up, all the way up to show his nakedness, shows me this 2-foot scar in the middle of his chest where they had his aorta, his heart out. He said, they had my heart ripped out and all this stuff. He said, I was dead 3 times. And we've been meeting a lot of those people with all these signs and wonders and miracles, but they don't have the fruit of sound doctrine and holiness. But I witnessed to him, told him to email me, and I'm here to help him. So that was another one that I thought of today.
Yeah, those are just a few.
Yeah, that was just today and that one yesterday. But speaking of light going out, we're going to talk about that today. We have found that getting the light on everything is wise, and scripture teaches that. It exposes, it reproves. I want to read a verse, John 3:19-21, one of my favorite section of verses. Jesus said, and this is right after John 3:16, by the way, for God so loved the world. Jesus said, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I love that. So the light exposes, shows us our need. If you run from the light, you go in darkness. Can you see? Do you get any help from that, Sister Emma?
No, it makes everything worse.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, so I would tell you that we've learned that sin is a lot like mold. Where does mold grow? In the dark, and you get it out in the light, and it kills it, exposes it, and then it can be dealt with.
Right.
What do you think, Sister Amin? What do you got to share with the sisters?
Here, Genesis 1:4, and this is like, it's physical, but it also becomes like a spiritual thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And God saw the light, and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
And he is light, so.
Yeah, I love that.
Yep.
Yeah, so he divides the light from the darkness. So we want to come out from that darkness.
Amen.
Or remove all the darkness
from us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Ephesians 5:10-11, it tells us, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, the opposite of light, but rather reprove it, which means expose it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want to do. And we'll talk about some examples of areas where this could be. Do you have any more scripture, Sister Emma?
Yeah, I have another one. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I was thinking about, how can you shine your light if you have darkness in you?
Yeah, amen.
You can't be doing that.
And I think about light. Christ is the light. The Holy Spirit shines light. The Word is the light. It's a lamp unto our feet. Jesus said, you are the light. So there's a lot of light going on in the life of a believer. And if you dabble or hide and stay in any darkness and sin, you're in big trouble.
Right.
You're in big trouble. I thought we would just talk about quickly some examples. So chime in here anywhere you want here, Sister Amin.
Go ahead.
If you harbor sin in yourself, says the Bible says, judge yourself first and the most. The flesh and Satan loves to keep sin in the darkness. And it can be grown there, and more things can be manifest from it, and a lot of wickedness goes on. But if you confess it, and you get it out into God's light and the truth, you can actually overcome it then. But Satan in your flesh loves to hide things. You know, people get into porn or drugs or stealing or lying. Not very many people do them openly in the light, do they? It's always usually done in the darkness. In fact, we were witnessing in a town where a wicked law had just passed. It had to do with nakedness. I won't even go into what it was. And I asked the man asked me, did you see this going on? And I said, no. I said, we've been preaching all day. And what did he say, Sister Amin?
He said it usually happens at night.
It comes out when the darkness comes down. This is when people, they were taking their clothes off, walking around naked. He said it happens at night.
Yeah, you and I know the sin gets worse at night because we got worse and worse in the evening before we were in Christ.
I would do that.
Wicked, yeah.
I loved it. When I was a drunk and a partier, I loved midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
Because everything changed and things became rowdy and more wicked and evil, and I was of the darkness.
Yeah.
So, that definitely happens. How about between husbands and wives? What would you say about that, Sister Amin?
I would say, kind of going back to what you've already said, about how if you keep even little things, you keep little things in the dark.
Like grudges.
Yeah, misunderstandings or whatever it is, confusion or something.
Bible says, husbands, don't be bitter against your wives.
Yeah. And so it can just grow into something wicked.
Yeah.
It's like it grows, it compounds, it gets bigger than what it is. And it's,
yeah,
when you bring it in the light, by that time, it's so big, it turns into something bigger.
Yeah. Amen.
You know,
amen.
Take a little one head on, it's going to be a little issue to deal with.
Yep. Amen. So husband and wives, deal with that head on. Mm-hmm. People, saints or seekers, consider your sin in your life and get it out in the light. How about in the body? I think we have found that when you have fellowship, and we're talking face-to-face fellowship here with people, because that's what we focus on now, be open, be honest, share issues. Any questions, bring them up right away. Don't let them linger. And then there's nothing that can be used to fester, nothing that can be used to cause separation, division. Satan can't come in. Paul says, be perfectly united together in one mind, all speaking the same things. How do you get there? Communication. Talking, sharing, and how does that happen? Doesn't that happen all in the light, Sister Amin?
It does, yeah. Yeah, you have to be transparent. And you know, that's one thing why you and I, in our ministry, we try to share so many different things,
yep,
and aspects of our life so we can be in the light.
Yep.
Which,
yeah, we want to be transparent.
We are who we are,
yep,
and you can see it. So,
yep,
yeah, definitely.
Amen. Can you think of anything else? Any other situations? I got one more.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might be having a hard time figuring something out. And then this, I'm talking about me. You know, I'm rolling something around in my mind and I
like
can't
discerning
figure
something
it out. Yeah. Or yeah, kind of like that. And it could be troubling. You're misunderstanding something. Maybe somebody said something or did something and it kind of confused you and you're trying to apply it to a scripture or something and discerning a situation. And it's not necessarily bad to think about it, but sometimes as soon as you start talking about it to somebody and you hear yourself say it and you put the light on it, it's almost like you can see it,
yeah,
the whole thing,
right,
and you can understand it then, if that makes sense.
Yeah, oh yeah, sometimes holding things back, you might not understand it, you might not realize what it is, and sometimes telling other people, and other people go, yeah, I can get that, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I put it in the light. Other people see it too. We talked about it. I see it from a different angle. I see it from their perspective.
Yeah. And now you're not using your time up trying to figure it out. You got it out. You got it done with. You can move on.
It can
on.
Be very helpful.
Yeah.
The other example I had was in witnessing. So we go forth and we tell the truth. We expose sin. We expose churchianity ways. We expose the culture in false ways. People's faults before them. We're supposed to rebuke. Why? To help them recover from their sin and be redeemed. Jesus did it in Mark 7. Go read the account in Mark chapter 10. Jesus did it with the rich young ruler, the rich young man. And Jesus said, the Bible says, and Jesus loved him and said, one thing you lack. Jesus put light on the one thing he lacked. The guy was either ignoring it or didn't know about it. Jesus said, go sell your stuff. You love all your stuff and come follow me. And the guy walked away sad because he couldn't. Christ loved him, rebuked him, reproved him with the light. He had the chance to redeem his soul, but he didn't. He walked away. We don't know, but it looks like he walked away sad because he loved his stuff. So yeah. When witnessing, you love people. When you put God's light on their situation to help them out of the snare of the devil, out of darkness.
Yeah, and how about this to go into the witnessing thing like you're talking about? Sometimes you're witnessing to somebody and you got to kind of probe around and dig because you suspect they have a theology within them, but they're not saying it and they kind of dodge it.
Yep.
You know, there's some of them that they know how to dodge it and cover it because it's gotten a bad reputation to even the people who don't know how to discern. And we try to dig into it and find it, and when we finally get it out into the light, then we get to help them with the scriptures, whether they want it or not.
Right.
Some people have been shown that it's false after we help them dig it out, and they're like, oh, I guess I never thought of that.
Yeah.
So there's an example of trying to help people get things into the light.
Yep, getting in the light so you can see it clear, discern it with God's word, and then either do more of it if it's biblical, or repent and get rid of it.
Yeah.
And, that's discernment, that's enlightenment, that's knowledge, that's wisdom, all things that God's people are supposed to call to do.
Yeah, we're not supposed to hang on and harbor things.
No, amen, Get it out. And we found, like, in relationships that go bad, get the light on it and get everything out and then put it away and move on in joy and peace. Because if you linger and you hold on to things, it's just destructive. It's not good. Let it go. Forgive. Move on. Do whatever you got to do to close the door on the situation, but then move on for God's glory. That has to do with putting light on it too. Don't put it in a dark drawer and then pull it out in 6 months and then all those issues are there. Get the light on it. Take care of it and put it away for good.
Amen.
Yeah. Any other scriptures, Sister Amin?
Well, I was just going to give an example.
Oh, yeah.
Not a good one, but it could be good.
Right.
Well, 1 John 2:9-11, I thought I would read. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in the darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. We don't want to have blinded eyes.
Blindness and hate. There's no hate in us. God hates sin. And God can hate and God can destroy, but we're supposed to let God be the avenger of all those things. And so, hate dwells in darkness, and we want to walk in the light.
Amen.
It's interesting. I got a verse from 1 John 1, verse 7, one of my favorite verses. But if we walk in the light,
mm-hmm.
is that the truth too, Sister Amin?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Christ?
Amen.
Is that the Word?
Amen.
Is that the Spirit?
Yes, amen.
As He is in the light, so we're walking as Christ is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And then it says, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So we got to walk in the light to be cleansed from the sin. So hopefully this discussion of light has helped you to see both in your life, relationships, in the body, in your ministry and witnessing. I can't think of any situation where it's not good to get the light on something. Other than, I suppose if you're telling lies and gossip, don't put that in the light. You should get rid of that and repent of it, which is also putting the light on it.
It is.
So
yeah,
don't
no
do
matter
it.
What. Yeah.
So
it's like,
always get the light on things, and your walk will be much better and more glorifying to the Lord.
Amen.
Anything else, Sister Amin?
I just hope everybody digs deep, pulls out everything that might be in the darkness. God can help us search our hearts, see if there's any iniquity within us where it would be darkness, and strive on.
Yeah, and that goes for people we're united to. That goes for people that we're not united to, that we've left. That goes for people that are our enemies. Why? Because we love God. We love our neighbors. We want none to perish. And we're out here spending our lives shining the light of Christ. Amen, Sister Amin?
Amen. I got one more real quick when I thought about this. Luke 12:35, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning.
Lights burning. I love that. Yeah. That's awesome. Tomorrow we head down the road once again, Lord willing, if we get the day. And I can promise you, if the Lord gives us a day, we're going to be walking, sharing the truth, and pointing the light.
Amen.
You ready to go do that, Sister Roman?
Oh, yeah. Continue.
All right. Love y'all. Hope that edified you. Strive on. And remember, if you're a holy saint and you endure to the end, I'm working through the book of Revelation. It promises us we could be a pillar in His holy temple. Ooh. I just want to end it right there and think about that.
Amen.
Being a pillar in the temple of God. Love y'all.
May God be praised.
And don't forget, check out our Ecclesia area. Forgot to say that. And check out the edification page. Love y'all.